twice.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are the Middleman, and this is Alan.
Yo, and it's KG, Kevin.
How's everybody doing today on April the 19th, 2009?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm just trying to figure out why we had a remix at the beginning of the show today.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on or whatever. I guess the intro played twice itself.
That's pretty good,
I mean,
though.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess we got a little ghost DJ.
Call me DJ, I mix up.
Right. Well, I hope everybody had a nice, productive week, a great week, did everything they wanted to do in life and continued to progress. And today, we're going to have a good show today.
Great show. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I feel.
Well, we probably going to get under somebody's skin today. We're going to have some people thinking probably sideways and probably pull up some emotions that some people really probably don't want to talk about today. And you know,
but hey, we got to.
Yeah, man, because, you know, we did that in the last past couple of shows, talking about the traditional people, you know, bringing it all back together in unity. Today, people may feel like we're trying to pull this apart, but nah, it ain't even like that. It ain't even like that. So what's been going on with you, Al?
Well, a lot's been going on, man. You know, work is great, family is great, social life is great. Everything is great, man. You know, just trying to stay active and, you know, do what I do best, man, and that's be me.
Yeah, man. I'm calling myself trying to be active, man. Calling myself walking around the track the other day, and, man, I failed. I had a, you know, trying to calm myself, getting the lap up on a, you know, a little mile run up on a so much of time. That mile run took me a couple of hours. So, I ain't mad at it, though. I ain't mad at it. So, it is what it is, baby. Anybody out there trying to get in shape, hey, I know y'all feel my pain. We gonna do this together. I'm like the 300 million pound, whatever that mess is, that Steve Harvey and them trying to run. But I'm trying to get some of this weight up off me, man. I'm trying to get my 60 on. It's about to get hot. And, you know, I want to look good.
And nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So, last week, you know, as we spoke upon a little bit, we did talk about unity of the man and the woman, black man, black woman, Caucasian, Asian, whatever your persuasion is. And we had a poll on the website. Man, I was kind of hoping that people would have got on there and voted a little bit more, but, you know, I guess people had their little Easter thing going on and all that. And I guess people was on vacation, so it really didn't go down like I wanted to on that poll. But this week we got one that's pretty nice. And one that was pretty nice on the poll this week. So, if y'all on our site, www.wearethemiddleman.ning.com, go ahead and vote. Get your profile and check us out.
That's right. That's right. Be interactive with us so we can give you updates. You can see what we're doing, see where we're at. You can go and listen to all the previous shows as well, too, and create your own page, draw on it, whatever. Add pictures, music, whatever. Make it happen.
Yeah, and hey, man, let them know we got a couple of more sites that we just added on. So if you're members of these particular sites like Bebo and Meebo and all these other sites, go ahead and check us out. We out there too, like that. Facebook, Black Planet,
Friendster, HerSpot. We on everything now. We trying to get out there and network with y'all so y'all can network with us. We can keep up with y'all and y'all can definitely keep up with the middlemen.
Yep. And like we said last week, we're going to let you guys know that we are talking about child support today. So if you're on the line today and you got a comment about child support, we're going to bring a couple of things to light. If you want to make a comment, go ahead and press 1. Like last week, man, we had to reiterate, there's no such thing as a crazy question, because, man, we go back and listen to each one of our shows, and we hear some of the things we say, and we're like, man, that's good, and, man, that's kind of out there. But, right. It's all in the fashion of conversation. We're trying to make this a good interactive show. We want y'all to talk to us. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all about us talking. It's about y'all, too.
That's right. We are the middle, man. We're trying to get in the middle of something today, and which is we're trying to get in the middle of this child support issue that is going on in this world.
Yep.
But I wanna bring up something today. You know when I'm pretty sure everybody has cell phones and they get text messages. But you know, a lot of times we receive these random forwarded text messages from people, and you know, it just says some crazy things about. You know, a lot of them have to do with, of course, the Bible. If you believe in Jesus, send it to 10 people and a miracle will happen. You know, you get those messages all the time. But I received this message late last night. It was probably maybe about 11:30 last night. It was about a 2-year-old toddler who was ran over this past week. And they were sending out a little prayer chain and text message about this particular child. And the child was actually ran over by his father's friend. That was leaving the home, and he backed out the driveway not knowingly and ran over the little boy and instantly killed him. And the police, you know, they did their investigation on it, and of course, you know, it was ruled out to be an accidental. But they're now having an autopsy run on the child, you know, to make sure that it was accidental, to see if anything else were, you know, to occur with his behavior. But with that, you know, that goes back into supervision and monitoring of your kids. Then you know your kids are at all times. Things happen. You know?
So he just mistakenly backed up over the kid like that.
Yeah, you know, he was in a big SUV from how they describing it.
Right.
And of course, you know, if you're 2 years old and you're a toddler, you're probably no more than 2 feet. You know, so
if that
back and back, yeah, if that, you know, so back and back, not you can't see. You know, so what died, man? Praying over.
Yeah. Prayers goes out to that family right there. You know,
yeah.
If we was a little bit more, like you said, attentive to our kids, then you know, hopefully something like that wouldn't happen again.
Right.
Hopefully something like
right.
that wouldn't happen again. And you seen, I mean, man, I was paying attention to the news also, and I saw, what's that guy, President Obama. Down in Venezuela, well, in the Americas Conference, and I saw him and the president of Venezuela was shaking hands, and everybody was having a fit about that, man. And I'm like, dude, George Bush up here talking about, if you ain't with us, you against us, and this man up here trying to rectify all this stuff, and they having a damn fit. I really don't understand it, but, you know, hey.
Haters.
It is what it is. But today, hey, let them know what we're talking about today, man, because you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and move everything on.
People, are you a victim of CHSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSS some people, you know, if you look on your pay stub, you got FICA, you got your like your medical insurance thing, and then you got this one word, this big front deduction coming out your check labeled TUSUP. So are you a victim of that? And also, we're going to be talking about if a parent cannot afford child support, should they also be forced to pay anyway? And are the children who are receiving these child support, are the recipients of this money, are they using this for good use, or are they using it for their own personal needs? And when is it too early, or when is it too late to have a paternity test done to see whether or not that child belongs to you?
And you know what, Al? Well, Al, I'm going to tell you this. Our first song of the day is dealing with that paternity thing, because you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are going to say what this next song is going to say. It's a classic. I know y'all going to like it. Everybody on the line, you know what I'm saying? You can get on our web chat. It's live. We got somebody on there right now. You can talk to her. That's our girl, Jen. Appreciate, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate her. Shouts out to our man, Dub G. And now we're going to roll into that first song. And it's basically saying, hey, that baby ain't mine.
That's right.
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one
Oh, Mike, bringing it back. We bringing it back, people. That was Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Hey, my man Doug G hit me up on the message, say he going to get his gold glove and the pleather jacket with the mini zip off.
Oh, Doug G.
Taking
gotta
have
that. Gotta have. So, people, man, we're going to move into today's discussion. We're talking about child support today. Are you a victim of it? So, if you want to call in today, please call in. If you're online, if you want to, you know, voice a comment, please voice a comment on the chat board. We can definitely get to your comment and express it over the board if you don't want to call in and comment yourself. But are you a victim of child support being deducted from your paycheck? Are you a victim?
Man, that number is 718-508-9972. And check this out. Y'all go ahead and press that number one. You know what I'm saying? We would love to come and stay with y'all again today. We don't want to lose any of y'all on the line today, so let's keep this thing cracking. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about something that I mean, we've all know somebody, we've been affected by it, or we've dealt with it. So, you know, child support is a real deep issue. And, I mean, it goes back to some of our previous shows where, you know, we were talking about the family and how it divides and how some things got taken out of, you know, context with people, and therefore it takes away the family aspect of things.
Right. Right. So I want to give a few statistics, you know, about child support and, you know, kids growing up in fatherless homes. Basically, you know, from the U.S. Department of Health Systems Census Bureau, there's 63% of youth who have presented suicides in fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes, and 85% of these children exhibit behavioral disorders from these homes as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much showing that, you know, without, you know, stable parenting or, you know, a good family structure, which we discussed in our previous shows, that it will affect our youth. You know, child support being one thing, too, by not being able to actually provide for these kids and, you know, of course, you know, it all boils back down to whoever is the primary parent in this particular, you know, family.
Right. I mean, realistically, man, how did we get to the point of child support? I mean, is it the fact of you have a mother on one hand that's being spiteful and hateful because that father's not doing the thing that she want him to do? Or is it just a spiteful father like, hey, I don't like you anyway, so I'm not going to pay for nothing. Hey, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not even going to deal with it. So how do we even get to that point of getting on child support? And then I know that Jen sent us some stats over as far as dealing with child support. You know, just basically the whole process of going through child support. It's a rigorous process. And on the top end of that, you know, you have to have people infiltrate your life, your check. They know your job, know you on child support. Your creditors know you on child support. I have friends right now that are on child support, and their credit is bad. They can't buy houses. They can't buy cars. They can't do any of these things. And it's not the fact that they're not good fathers. It's the fact that they had a bad relationship, and it didn't work out for them. So what I want to ask the question is, you know, how did we get to the point of child support, and can we avoid it? I mean, realistically. And if you're on the line, go ahead and press number one if you want like to make a comment about it, and we'll go ahead and take your comment.
Please press one. If you're on child support or if you're not on child support, I mean, press one anyway.
Well, I know people probably know somebody on child support, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I know some people on child support.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, because a good friend of ours, you know, I mean, I mean, it's a hard story for me to tell, and I'm not going to say his name. He's probably on the line listening. But, you know, he raised a child from the age of five. Well, from the age of really one or a couple of months, somewhere in there. And the young lady that he had the baby by, she abandoned them. She left them. And when his daughter got like maybe, how old was the young girl? The girl was like five or six. She came back into her life and was like, hey, you know, I want my child back. I don't think that's fair, but I see we got a call on the line, 662-251. Would you like to go ahead and make a comment? Thank you for calling to the Middleman Talk Show.
Yeah, man. I don't think it's right in some situations.
Right.
Some situations it is and some it ain't, because you got a lot of brothers out there that's not doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And
right, that is true.
But then at the same time, you got a lot of the brothers that are doing what they're supposed to do, and out of spite, the women go put them on child support. No apparent reason, but I think she would be telling on my bet.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, do you think that there's any way that we can avoid it as far as just communicating with the people at the beginning of the relationship? Well, you know, when a relationship deteriorates and gets bad, is there any way that we can possibly get it to a point where we can be like, hey, let's make out an arrangement? Do you think we can do that more so than go to court?
Yeah, we can. It just depends on that female and you know, what type of person she is. You got to know who you're dealing with first of all, you know. That's the way I feel about it. I can't speak to nobody else, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah, it depends
on what type of person she is. So you got some on that go listen to their friends, and you need to put them on task, and then you got some that are, hey, I'm going to give you a chance and see what you do, you know.
Right.
But it just depends on that person, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we definitely appreciate you and your comment.
Yeah.
Please stay on the line and keep listening. If you would like to add a comment later on, we definitely appreciate you dialing in, man.
All right, this is your boy JB.
Who it is, man.
Take it easy, man. All right.
662-3232. Go ahead and make your comment. Thank you for calling into the Middleman Show.
Hey, what's up? This is Jamal.
Hey, Jamal. What's going on, bro?
Not much. With that situation, I mean, it goes both ways, and then you gotta look at the government put in on child support. They add to it where they ought to, if the mother has a child and she put the child on government aid, then once you name a father, they automatically put the father on child support without consent of the mother or you know, the father say so. So it's not really saying, well, father could be giving the child money. You know what I'm saying? Not really just full child support, but doing what he can, because we know it's a hard time in the world right now.
True that.
For a job and earning money. And they could be giving the mother this, I mean, giving the child this, giving the child that, come to see it. But if you put the child on Medicaid, Medicare, get child support, I mean, get a food stamp, something like that, then the government's going to take that back from the father.
You're right.
Because they said the father's not there, and the mother's the primary care of the child. So, it's...
Right.
I think your comment will actually go into our next question. You know, if a parent cannot afford to pay for child support, should they be forced to pay anyway?
My thought on it, they shouldn't, but it's like you give somebody a free pass, and some people take advantage of it. So they say they'll put the good with the bad and say, well, regardless if you can take care of it or not, you made the child, you're going to have to take care of the child. So you're going to find one way or another to take care of that child.
Right.
You're going to take it from you, or you're going to make a way to pay for the child. So that's the way I see the way the government doing it. To say, to get, you know, taking a loss on this. Now y'all have to take a loss for y'all child instead of the government have to take a loss for your child.
And you know what, Jamal, the thing about it, if you look at the whole situation, it seems like the government is like our name. They're a middleman in the relationship. You see what I'm saying? They step in the middle, making, they either going to make you do right or they're going to make you do wrong. And that's just that situation.
And
we
greatly
appreciate it.
I got a couple of partners that have took jail time because they couldn't pay child support.
You know, I
had a partner not too long ago get out of jail for the child support.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
How long did they get?
They was in there like close to 6 months in jail for child support.
6 months for child support. So in that time being, and I know Jen, she's gonna chime in a minute on this. With people being in jail that amount of time, and it's just my opinion, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You can press number one if you want to make another comment. But if you spend 6 months in jail for child support, tell me how in the world can you provide for your child and they got you locked up?
That's right.
I'm still trying to figure that one out. But on tomorrow, we greatly appreciate your comment, man. Please stay on the line. If you're on the line, go ahead and press one. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and press one so we can go ahead and get another comment from you. Now, we do have another part of this question that we would love to ask. Now, as far as when you do pay that child support, and you know, now they have it on a card, if I'm not mistaken, they have it on a card now.
Yeah,
that parent that gets that money or that person that's taking care of that child, should they have to show the receipt for everything? How do you feel about that? Do you think it's fair that they have to show the receipts? I mean, I've seen a couple of situations on CNN where they were talking about it, where they were going to ask the parents to go ahead and show a receipt for everything. Now, this hadn't happened yet, but they're working on it. They're working toward it.
It needs to happen.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
That's how you feel about it?
You got people that will abuse, you know, those privileges, and, you know, you got some kids who are going lacking because of that particular person not actually using the money for the good cause. Now, my thing is with this, too, like, you know, before they had the child support card or whatever, however they was doing or whatever, I think they were receiving it in a check or receiving it through bank transfer or something.
Right.
My thing is that you have some parents, you know, I'm not going to label male or female, but you have some parents who are actually using the money, let's say they're not working. But they're using the money to pay the rent and pay everything else, and then the kids are being left out. So I feel that particular parent is not actually using it for the right. I mean, they're using it for a right cause, as far as keeping, you know, their head, you know, covered or whatever. But as far as with the kids, this is not far as like what they would need as far as extra, you know, any extra income come in. I mean, she's not working as far as paying her dues as far as, or his dues as far as keeping, you know, the home and lights and everything on, you know, that's kind of iffy right there.
I've seen parents, I've seen kids that have suffered because the father didn't pay child support, you know what I mean? They didn't handle their situation in their business, and that family suffered because of that. Now, I see we got a couple of callers on the line. You know, y'all probably just listening to us yakking right now. I know you've had situations. Please call in. Go ahead and press that number one so we can hear your comments on it and your experiences on it. The thing about it, man, when you have a family that suffers because one is not doing what they're supposed to do, everybody really suffers in the end, and especially that child. Now, some of the stats that you were talking about earlier as far as, you know, the children suffering, you know, like, for not having that house together, number one. I see that we did have 15.3 are most likely to have behavioral problems and disorders, and that's because the father's not in the house. you had 4.6 times more likely to commit suicide. Now, that's what you were saying earlier. So if you think about it, man, it's getting kind of crazy out here. I see we have another caller, 678-651. Thank you for calling the middleman. Thank you. Go ahead and make a comment.
What's going on, man? It's Nick.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up? Nothing much. How y'all doing today?
Man, we wonderful, good. Man. Blessed.
Tim, you actually touched on it right before I was able to chime in on it. But I think in the midst of all of this, a lot of times we do forget about the children.
Right.
Like,
that's right.
We forget about the children. You treat them more like a bill that's got to be paid than it's your actual child.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I think a lot of times that it's some mothers, not all, but it's some mothers that use their children for leverage.
Oh, yeah.
With the father.
Right.
And that's definitely wrong. And you have some fathers just like, oh well, it's out of sight, out of mind. If I don't see the child every day, you know, that's not really my concern. But in all this, we're not thinking about the children, and we're creating a vicious cycle that keeps going and going and going. Like, the thing that I would like to see them improve on as far as with child support and everything, honestly, it's just like you said earlier. If the guy is sitting in jail, that's not bringing any money to the child. And it's not going to bring any money to the child 6 months after the guy gets out of jail.
Okay.
The same thing goes for it. If the mother is not working, like, there have to be a lot of regulations that I think that need to be placed on there. It's just like when you go on to apply for a loan, there are a lot of regulations, there are a lot of procedures that you have to follow. And I think that there should be things that the mothers and the fathers are held accountable for in order for it to be a fair system. You know, it definitely has to be. Like, and it's just like I think what Jamal said earlier with government assistance. Yes, they're going to take it out of the guy's check.
Yeah.
The government assistance is going to happen. At the same time, do you really want to give your child just the bare minimum? You know, I understand times are hard and everything, but I look at it like, and I don't have any children. I don't have any children. But, you know, I do have nieces. I have nephews. I have godchildren.
Right.
And when it comes down to it, I would give them my last before I see them go without. So, you know, whether the government is taking out of it or not, you still have to look into the welfare of the child.
We have fathers out here that who father kids, and they get put on child support. They think that when they pay that check, that is all they got to do for that child. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, no time with them, no birthdays, no going to their football games, basketball games, no checking on them at school, no helping them with homework. It's none of that.
And
you
I can actually say that from a personal standpoint. That happened to me as a child. My father, and I can say this, and as an adult, I can appreciate it more. But as a child, my father, he was never late on child support. He was always there. Anything that we needed financially, he was able to take care of.
Right.
Now, as far as the emotional side, you know, you go from when my parents were together, my father was the assistant coach on my baseball team. He was at all the plays, all my little recitals, anything you could think of. And then afterwards, it was just like a business transaction. And that forced kind of a business relationship between he and I, you know, that now we're just starting to get back on track, you know, emotionally. But it was a lot of stuff he missed. You know, I'm grown now. You know, the stuff that I need you there for.
Right.
You know, I understand that you know, we're there financially, but you stay right there. I mean, you work right down the street. You know, you could have stopped by the house to help me on homework when you went on the way home.
Right.
Well, that's Nick, why I say I don't want to forget about the children.
Yeah, you, man, that's real talk. Well, you know what I'm saying, Nick? We're going to go ahead and hold you over to our break. And, man, we got a song that's coming up right next, man. And I know if you're tuning in, we're all talking about child support. Basically, the question that we're posing today, are you a victim of child support, basically? Is it being deducted from your check, you know? If a person can't afford to pay child support, should they be forced to pay it? And if a person is receiving child support, should they be, you know what I'm saying, liable to show those receipts for everything that they spend on that child? And man, it's really kind of touching to me because, I mean, I'm about to get a little emotional over here because it did happen to me before. I'm one of those child support kids, too, after my parents got a divorce. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and roll into this song right here, and it's called Baby Mama Drama. And no, we're not beating up on the women today. We just happen to have this song right here, and it somewhat fits the theme of what we're talking about. It is by Dave Hollister. Yeah. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Dave Hollister.
What the fuck is going on? You got five old knocking in my door, 6 a.m. I think you better let it go. I told you once before that we ain't fucking no more. I reminisce on how I used to trick. Spent all my money for that rollie on your wrist. But now it's not the same, cause you're caught up in the game. It's funny how the money changed things. Girl, you got me up in court now. trying to get all of my doubts. Better flip what you've been getting, cause you ain't gonna get no more. I'm sick of your shit. I'm about to bring it to you, got to handle it. I'm about to flip, but I don't wanna lose my cool. Believe me, you don't wanna see me break fool. Straight wild out, bitch, you don't know what I'm about. So go get your peoples out straight, run up in his mouth. See back on Black Street, shit was sweet. But now I'm so low, you on Modo, tryna trap me in your
girl,
shit.
You
got me up in court now, tryna get all of my dough. Took out the window in my Benzo, and I just can't take it no more. Yeah, yeah.
Mama Drummer by your boy Dave Hollister, and we are back live. This is the Middleman, and you are tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And
man,
if you're just tuning in now, we're talking about child support. Are you a victim of it? Jen, are you ready?
Well, go ahead. First, before we even start that with Jen, let's let everybody know what we're going to do right quick. Because, man, normally we would do the talk of the town right now. We're going to go ahead and skip that today. And, Jen, we're bringing Jen in for this special situation. If you're on the line, you can press 1 if you can ask. Oh, you have a question about this right here. We have a calculator,
yes,
and it's for the state of Georgia. If you want to find out, hypothetically, if you had to pay child support, we have a calculator that can actually tell you how much you would have to pay. So if you want to find out a number, go ahead and press 1. And, Nick, I know you're still on the line out there. Go ahead and press that 1 so we can get you back up in here, bro. So, Jen, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we can.
All
okay.
Right. And, Nick, before we get to you, we're going to take this caller right here, 678-497. Go ahead and make a comment. Thank you for calling into the Middleman Show. 678-497. You're on live with the Middleman.
I think they dropped out. Take the next caller.
All right.
770-709-4149. You're on live with the Middleman.
Maybe some people pressing these numbers by mistake. And if you're pressing the number by mistake, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and call us back in. And we ain't trying to put you on Front Street. We're not trying to embarrass you. We're not trying to do anything like that. Go ahead and just make a comment. If you don't feel comfortable with it, we're cool with that. We do appreciate you taking the time. But, Jen, okay, we got that caller calling back in, 678-497. You're on live with the Middleman. Go ahead and make a comment.
Yeah, you guys said you guys have a calculator to see how much
child support you'd have to pay, right?
Yes, we do.
Right.
Dan,
right.
Go ahead and take that away for us, baby. If you had a number, bro, what number would you say? Tell them exactly how you do this right here.
Okay, first, let's see. How much, like on the average, do you make a month?
Hey, Jennifer, this Dane, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Nathaniel?
Now, hello?
Yeah, what'd you say now? Your name is Nate?
Nah, Dane.
Dane, okay. Appreciate you, Dane. You don't have to give out your real amount that you make a month, man. Just make up a hypothetical number.
All right, about $1,200.
Okay. You make, and how many children would be under your child support?
Just one.
Just one. And what is the average cost of your family health insurance? Do you pay it, or does the person who has the child pay it?
The person that has the child pays it.
Okay. So, in the state of Georgia, it's telling me that you should be paying between $204 and $276 a month.
Okay.
Do you think that's enough to support your child?
I mean, that's not necessarily enough, but, yeah, hello?
Yeah, we listen to you down here.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think it's necessarily enough, but I mean, if that's the amount that the court sets forward and it's comfortable, then, I mean, it shouldn't be an issue. I'm not saying, I mean, you should still do other things for your child, spend time with them, et cetera,
right.
And possibly fill
right.
in the blanks of the things that the $276 doesn't necessarily cover that much, you know.
To an
extent, like, the mom can't just abuse that, like, okay, you give me $276, like, that's not that much for you to pay. I want you to give me $800. To cover the rest of everything that goes on in the house. I mean, you know, just can't abuse it like that.
Like you said, Dane, if the court put that in there, now I have two situations with that, though, Dane. And caller 770-709, we still see you out there. We're going to get to you in a moment. Dane, just like with the situation with T.I., ex-baby mama, and you probably live in Georgia, so you know about this.
Yeah, I'm from the A-Pam.
Yeah. T.I. ex, you know, T.I. baby mama, she came up to the court and was like, hey, I want my kids to live the lifestyle of his kids. And the thing about it, when he got his little, you know, when he got his first, when he had got his first amount when he was with her, he wasn't making the monies that he's making now. So
yeah,
do you feel like it's fair?
Based on what he was making then.
Right. Do you feel that it's fair
right.
for them to sit up there and be like, well, hey, you got to pay this amount now since you're making this amount. But when the judgment came down the first time, he was making this amount. Now he got to step it up. You think that's fair?
It would depend on what the original mom is getting like.
Right.
For example, myself and somebody else was talking about the Puffy situation that I was hearing on the radio. Like, one mom gets $35,000 a month, the other gets $5,000 a month. Even though the one that's getting $5,000 a month is making less than the one getting $35,000 a month, she's still balling just on the average person's standards.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody just... Yes, if somebody
okay.
just dropped off 5 G's in my lap every month, hey, okay.
Yeah.
And Puffy brought up a very valid point when he was rebutting what was going on. He was saying that, you know, he takes excellent care of his kids. Even
yeah.
though that woman receives $5,000, I mean, he was saying that his kids are well taken care of and the kids that are around his kids are well taken
care
of. So what, I mean, what more do you need?
You're exactly right.
Today, man,
we
appreciate you calling in, man, and we appreciate your comment. Please tune in next week, you know what I'm saying, for our next show, man. Stay on the line and check us out, man. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller, 709. Yeah, 770-709. Go ahead and make a comment. Thank you for holding.
Hi, this is Tamika.
Hey, Tamika.
And, I just wanted to say for all the mothers and fathers, whomever receives the child support, that thank God that child support's in place, because I'm the type of mother that regardless if my kids' dad do anything, my kids always had. But the sad thing is that I have to chase them. So do I make enough money all the time? No. I like to let my kids have the best things in life too. But
right.
I got bills too. Plus, I have the mouths to feed in my house. So if men weren't always running and take care of their kids, then we wouldn't need child support. So pay for your kids.
You know what, I respect that. I definitely respect your comment. And the thing about it, it's not always the fact that it's the man, because there's always two sides to every story. And I'm not going to be divisive with my comment today. I feel like a parent, regardless of male or female, should take care of their kids. But you do have people that will abuse it. And you know what I'm saying? That could be the father. That could be the mother. So the bottom line of everything is that father should take care of that child. Well, that parent, forget the father and the mother. That parent, because you're building someone that's going to be out there in the future that's going to have their own family and take care of that family.
That's
but,
right.
But
and there's a difference between being needy and there's a difference between being greedy. And you have some people who are out
that's
there being greedy, you know, over taking care of the child's needs.
And I think that it is a responsibility of the person, too. If you meet a dude and he already have three kids and you already know he ain't making six figures and you have a baby by him, you need to be realistic about that situation. He can't give you all of this money that you're demanding. You knew that going into the situation, and it's up to you to take responsibility for yourself.
We
as women have to say that. You know, we can't, you know, expect these guys to pour out all of this money when you went into the situation and you knew what type of person he was. What makes your baby more important than the three that's already here?
Well, realistically, all the babies are very important enough. We got another call on the line, 404-492. Go ahead and make your comment. Thank you for calling into the Middleman Talk Show. 404-492. You want to make a comment? If not, we'll just go ahead and go to the next caller. I appreciate you. But Jen, you definitely made a good comment, and I think that I've seen a situation where a father would come into the situation, a lady got three kids, and he happened to have a baby by her, and that would be the fourth child. I've seen cases where the court would order him to pay for all the kids because he's considered to be the father now of all the kids.
Right.
I don't have the terminology,
he should know too.
If he has to be married though.
This is a 21st century.
I think
had
to be married right now. Right.
Well, yeah. Well, this is a 21st century. You don't have to have any children that you don't want to have. You do not have to. You have a right to have or not have children. And if you don't want to have, if you know you can't handle a situation with someone with all of these children, don't go have a baby by that person. Take responsibility for your own self and your own actions. Don't do that. Don't set yourself up for it. I know things happen, and if they do so happen to happen and a baby comes out of it, just take it as it is.
Right.
This person can't give me all of this money that I'm demanding. And I think a lot of women use child support as a weapon. Now, I believe that child support is good because, honey, if he is not paying, lock his ass up. That's what I believe. Lock his ass up.
We appreciate that right there. Hey, I'll go ahead and let them know what we're talking about again today.
Well, people, if you're just not tuning in, we're talking about child support. Are you being a victim of it as being deducted from your check? If a parent cannot afford to pay child support, should they be forced to pay it anyways? And should child support recipients show receipts for all the goods and purchases that they have used for this child support? And also, are the child support recipients using this money for their own personal needs? And also, we want to discuss when is it too early or when is it too late to get a paternity test done to show whether or not that child you're paying for is yours?
And the thing about it, that last question that we have, if you're on the line, you got somebody that ran through that, go ahead and press 1. We want to hear your comments on that. But that paternity test, in my opinion, I really feel that once you have that situation where you know you're pregnant and the baby is born, I think you should have that paternity test at the hospital right then, right there. Because the thing about it, I forgot the statistic that I heard before, but a lot of times the first child that is born is most likely not to be yours. That's sad to say. But if that first child is not yours, but then the second one, you know, that's yours because you already know what it is. But I think that, in my opinion, I think that you should have that paternity test that first time. And if you're on the line, go ahead and press 1. We would love to hear from you. Don't be scared. We're not going to dog you. We're not going to be ignorant. Just go ahead and press 1, and we'd like to hear your comment on that.
Dog you.
All right. We got 678-651. Go ahead and make your comment. Thank you for calling in.
What's going on, man? It's Nick.
Hey, Nick, welcome back, baby. Welcome back.
First off, I got to say, man, y'all about to make me get up and go to Target and go buy Ghetto Hymns. Dave House is my favorite singer, and I love that song. y'all have me in here rocking. For a second, I completely forgot what we were talking about. I'm sorry. That song does something to me.
Yeah.
From the aspect of establishing paternity, honestly, I've seen situations where people I know, and once again, you know, I haven't dealt with the situation person because I don't have children, but right. I've seen where situations where a guy will have a paternity test, but then years later, based on a relationship between the father and the mother will use that. Well, you know, your daddy didn't even want you. He had a paternity test because he didn't think you were his child. And it, I mean, it's that's a very touchy thing. But honestly, yep. it needs to be done. And honestly, I really wish that mothers and fathers would start realizing, and I'm going to keep saying this because it's so true, what this does to the child. All this hoopla about what does to the child. Jen, you remind me of my mom when you said that. Nowadays, people are having these children because they want to.
Right.
And it's just not right. You're talking about an innocent life that's hanging in the balance because you're not taking responsibility as an adult.
Yeah, wrap
and
it
it's
up.
Not to do that to a child. Wrap it up. Go without.
Nick, I mean, not to interrupt you, man, but when do you think that paternity test should happen? When do you feel like
I agree
like
with you that it should happen at the hospital when that child is born. It should, because the last thing you want to do is you don't want to drag a guy into a situation that's not his.
Right.
Because you messed up. The same thing
like
for
that.
The guy.
Not only that, it's about handling your business. Like you should handle your business. Like you should. That's a document. You're not married to that person. If you're not married, you need to have the paternity documented. And that's just a procedure. We as a people need to start handling our business. If you have that document, it's no questions later, no throwing it up in anybody's face. It's handled right then and there.
My advice to some of y'all guys and females out there, but really the guys is keeper to keeper. Hey, little baby.
Boy, you stupid. Well, I know one thing, man. You know, hey, we as people, I know for the first fact, and I think our generation has dealt with this more than any other generation per se. Well, no, I can't say that because, you know, maybe a little bit before us, but it seems like, man, a lot of us have dealt with this on this aspect of not being taken care of from a financial standpoint by one of the parents. And if you got both of your parents and they handling their business, you lucky. I'm going to just keep it real. You lucky. And if you got kids out there and you're not taking care of them, shame on you.
Do it.
Real talk. Shame on you.
Call 678-497-7912. You got a comment? Want a voice?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the whole paternity test thing.
Go ahead, my brother.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a victim of paternity fraud myself. So I would advise anybody, even if you're married or not, to go ahead and get one done or whatever. I heard Jen comment earlier about as far as having a baby by somebody if you're not married.
Right.
When I got my DNA test done, the lady told me that the majority of the people that come in there and find out that the children are not theirs are the married people.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. That's what the lady told me. So, and this is what she does for a living. So, hey, I mean, I would advise anybody. I went 8 years, found out it wasn't mine.
I'm going to ask you a question. You said paternity fraud. Please elaborate
on
that.
Yeah. Paternity fraud is when a woman, it's your baby, you know, and they're making, you know, you're paying and paying and paying, and they know for a fact that it's not yours. You know, but
you
if you do find out, well, I was reluctant to take a person to court because sometimes courts will say if you've known that baby or you've taken care of that baby for so long, we know
right.
it's not yours,
yep.
but you got to continue to pay for it. Like, it's like, man, no. I mean, who wants to go through that? So, I mean, being taken for that amount of time, isn't it, man, it's not a pretty thing.
I feel you on that, my brother, because you know what?
I would advise it. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I mean, I would advise anybody to go on and get that joint done at the hospital. That way, ain't no funny looks if the kid is 14 years old. Later on down the line, there's no question that y'all got it done from day one, period.
That's right.
Man, we
That's
appreciate
right.
your comment. 404-917, you got a comment?
No, not today. I was just calling in to support Jen.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for calling and taking out the Middleman Talk Show, and we hope to hear from you again. It seems like, man, a lot of people out there, they definitely want to see people do the right thing. And that's take care of the kids, do what you're supposed to do, you know. And it's kind of sad that people don't do that. Like that brother said, fraternity fraud. That's crazy. But, you know, hey, bro, you are a good man, and we dedicate this last song right of the day to you. And everybody else out there, good man, woman, better, whatever the case may be, is by Noel Gordine, and it's Better Man. There's some better women out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Back on, that was Noel Gordine, Better Man, and guess what, people? He's from Mississippi. Oh, yeah.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, whatever. We're going to tune into our boy who's swerving and riding heavy in them lanes. My boy, our boy, Dub Jizzle.
Hey, Church Priest Tabernacle Sanctuary, you know what I'm talking about? Alligator Souffle, man. Y'all already know what live with the weather, what it gonna be like, man. This your boy, Dub G, a.k.a. Mr. Holy Dine, and be outrageously real, you know what I'm talking about? And y'all already know what it is for today, man. It is child support, you know what I'm talking about? Who's deserving, who should get what, and all that type of shit, man. Y'all know how I am, man. This is a real touchy subject for me, man. So I'm going to give y'all about 5 seconds to get them kids about the dough, man, because it's about to be some real funky talk that's about to go down, man. Okay, good enough, man. I hope y'all got them out, man. Okay, now let me start on you funky-ass bros. First off, you know what I'm talking about? Well, no, you know what? Hold up. Let me switch it to you fuck-ass boys out there. And yeah, I call you boys because you ain't standing up to your goddamn responsibility. You know what I'm talking about? You was out there flogging with your cars and your houses and whatever, whatnot, and put that bar in the house. And you wanted to go in a raw, you know what I'm talking about? And don't want to use no kind of... I can't feel nothing. It feel better. Bitch, you should have goddamn put on a goddamn Trojan, man. Hey, and if your wee-wee too small, man, you should have cut off a glove. You understand me, man? But look here, and then you boys out there who gonna fall into the trap. Now you're dumb in your own mind, cause you didn't let him talk you out of no protection or whatever. He done skeeted all in you, and you ain't know nothing. You done popped up. He done probably bounced around real quick, like yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing gonna happen, whatever. What happened 9 months later, you even popped out a baby, and guess what? He ain't nowhere around. You know what I'm talking about? Now it's funky on both y'all. You know what I'm talking about? But. Let's get it to the fucking people for real. All you regular ass boys out there who don't want to work, who don't want to do nothing, you're spending your baby child support on your other kids or your goddamn yourself. Your kids running around here with some dirty ass shoes and you on some new damn products that cost too much with the bootleg bags on and your kids' hair all over the goddamn hill. But then, let's switch it back over to you boys, you know what I'm talking about? Same thing, man. Step up and be a man, Jack. You know what I'm talking about? I got kids of my own. I'll be goddamn if they dad ain't going to be around. I don't care if me and my wife ain't together, me and my girlfriend. Whoever, however the situation going to be, ain't nobody finna keep me from my kids. You understand me, man? So, hands down, tell her your business, man. And if you don't want the kid, man, don't do the do to get to the kid. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? They got a thing called birth control. They got shots. They got pills. They got little things you can stick in your monkey that'll hold you down for a couple of months. You know what I'm talking about? But then guess what? They got a thing called abstinence, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, and look here. And if you really got to get it up out you, hey, man, they got sex toys and sex stores. You know what I'm talking about? For you dirty boys and you whores. You know what I'm talking about? But look here. This your boy, Dub G. I'm signing out of this thing, man. Already. Church pre-tabernacle. Church!
Hey, man. That boy right there.
Oh, no, my grandma ain't listening.
Yeah. Say daddy horse with daddy toys.
Right.
So with him. Hey, man. We appreciate y'all for taking, as Al say, this 1 hour out of your precious day and time.
Right.
Everybody that stayed on with us from the beginning to the end, we greatly appreciate you, all the people that commented today. We thank you for taking the time doing that. And guess what? We building here, y'all. We see we building.
That's right.
And we appreciate
That's
y'all.
Right.
It's because of you that we're building.
That's right.
Definitely.
And Al? Next week, people, be tuning in next week. Same time, same hour, same place, same website, same number you called in today as well, too, to comment. We're going to be talking about racism. Oh, yeah, the big R word. That affects every last one of us from birth all the way up till we die and going to be here when our great-grandkids going to be here.
Yep.
You know, we're going to talk about racism next week, people.
And if you got any topics that you want us to go ahead about next week, go ahead and let us know. Because you can email us at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. That is wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. Hit us up and let us know what you want us to talk about also. And next week, like Al said, we are talking about racism. And it's going to be something real interesting. We're going to try to put something together for y'all next week that's going to be on point. And we appreciate every last one of y'all again. Dub, Jen, Nick. All the people that's down with the new man on the website, on our wearethemiddleman.net website. And also, hey, man, I want to give a shout-out to our man Damon Willis. He put another interview up for us, and that's with 88 Keys. We do have interviews on our site if y'all like to read
that's
those
right.
or hear them. And also, we want to give a special shout-out, a special happy birthday to one of our friends, one of our main men that we dealt with for the last past 6 years, and that's Anthony Cologne. His birthday was on April the 14th, y'all. So happy birthday to our man. We appreciate you. Hey, we appreciate everybody that stayed on the line.
That's
and
right.
Al?
Appreciate everybody comment.
Man, next week.
Hey, what's his name? Dane?
Yeah.
Good luck. Dane. You know what I'm saying? More power to you between your children, man. You know, I hate that happened to you, man, but more power to you. I hope you, you know, continue your success and doing right by your kids and doing right by yourself. God bless you, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Y'all take care. Be blessed. Have a prosperous week. hey, man, put God first. You already know what it is. Day Sunday. That's why we do it on this good day.
That's right.
Appreciate
you.
And guess what? We out.
The middleman shouted, beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout in and learn some, put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me.